Ben, something else you did that was innovative and was a way of giving public relations attention about TU was the Going to College program, offering scholarships to high school students to come to TU.
Thank you, Edward. The people at KVOO who had worked with me during the war and who had allowed me to do Saturday night broadcasts when nobody wanted to be on the air, but they allowed me to do that to make extra money because I was back on the TU payroll 100%, and I was married, or I was planning on getting married, or I don't quite know the time, but I was going to have more money than I was making at TU. They had a very great continuity writer named Randolph.
F.M. Jim Randolph.
That's right. He was perfect for the job. And he later came and went to work for the university because we were doing such interesting things and they had found out what they needed and he wanted a career. So we started this radio station, F.M., called KWGS. And the university needed students and needed good students. And it wasn't getting them. The superintendent of the Tulsa Public Schools put out a questionnaire to all the graduating seniors, and he gave the names of five schools, TU, OU, OSU, Northeastern State, and some other school like that, to every high school student and had them fill in their first preference and their second preference for a place to go to college. And TU did not register on a single one of them, either in the first or second place. Nobody wanted to go to TU. And so something happened that we got a feeling of people outside TU. Yet KVOO had a listening audience in the Tulsa University broadcast area. So they wanted a program that people would listen to, and we at TU wanted to get students from it, so we started a program written by Jim Randolph, thought of by Bill Skelly, Mr. Way, the manager, Randolph, I do not know. But they came to me and they said, because you are a college professor, I, a lowly instructor, but they didn't know the difference, and they would have called me doctor if they had a chance, and I wasn't a doctor yet. They said, since you are a faculty member and a professor out at TU, you're the perfect person to do a quiz show that we've thought up, and we would like to do this quiz show in every town that we reach that they have a school, that school is going on, so it'll be a year-long program, and it'll be a program, and of course you'll have to do it because you've built up a listening audience as people know you on the radio. They knew me so well that people were saying, if you would just do so-and-so, we would run you for mayor, or you have name recognition, and it's good name recognition, so you could be a politician. And all I was a faculty member at the University of Tulsa who had been chosen to do censorship at KVOO, and because of it, do announcing in the early morning hours when nobody else wanted to get up, and I had to. The program was called Going to College. And it was going to be a quiz show. I didn't know anything about quiz shows, but nobody else did either. But I did know about asking questions because I was a college person. So I asked all the teachers at TU to write questions for me with answers because we were going to be on the radio. And so they agreed. And so we were going to have a program called Going to College on KVOO. And that program was going to be full of questions written by the faculty members at TU, asked by me, and answered by this kid from Nowata or Coweta or whatever town in Oklahoma we were playing that day. And that young man, if he won the contest, won $25, which in those days was a fortune, and he won one semester at the University of Tulsa as well. The $25 was not in the first idea. I went to these various schools to get them excited about this broadcast because we needed them to choose bright kids to be on a quiz show and answer questions, and it would be in their high school, and it would be an assembly program for them, and they didn't often get an assembly program, and I must say this, as good as we were. So a high school got a good assembly program, and the kid who won got a semester scholarship to TU, and the principal said to Henneke, who was out lining them up, but nobody goes to you, Mr. Haneke. And I said, well, let's try to change that. They said, but the assembly program sounds great, so we'll take it. So we had all these schools taking this good assembly program. And after we had done it, liking it even more, it was the hit assembly program of these schools. And we did it so it was broadcast on a Saturday when everybody in town could listen to it, because everybody in Claremore was proud of Claremore students, and they wanted to hear them, and they wanted to hear a kid win. And the kid in lots of towns got a lot more than just a TU semester and $25. He got free Cokes at this restaurant, and there'd be a picture of him in the town. He was a big shot. And finally, in the third year, we got somebody to take the scholarship. And the program ran 21 years, and eventually we were getting all kinds of kids, bright as you can imagine. And it was in its third questioner. I only questioned kids for, what, the first 8 years? Mm-hmm. Something like that. But by that time, I was being needed as Dr. Pontius's assistant, and Rod Jones and a number of people did it. And
Rod was the principal one for many years.
And the thing just kept on going, and the high school kept on loving it, and we had to keep on getting new questions. And if you want to know how many questions it 21 years of broadcasting can eat up, Rod Jones can tell you.
Then you would drive to the city each week where it was to originate with two of the announcers who were broadcasting majors from TU.
Oh, yes.
Giving them that experience and also your engineer.
Okay, he's wanted me to tell you all the gimmicks that were in this thing.
Well, the best part, and the reason the announcers liked it so much, because you would take them for a steak dinner afterwards lunch.
The gimmicks on this were KVO was, after all, going up a viable going concern, making money, so that I, a poor man, could give steak dinners to the radio announcers on the program out of KVO's money, and I could eat as if I were an announcer. That was not only the only gimmick. We had a notebook full of questions. We got four people in town to be judges, and we got big shots, so that the town was pleased that the mayor was a judge on the contest. And they came down, and they were you, and what were they to do? Well, they were to judge when there was a dilemma. When there was, for example, you got 10 points for a correctly answered question, and lesser points for a question that was all but right. And what is an all but right question? Well, the very first show, a very bright kid answered the question, what is a caduceus? And the audience moaned. He looked blank, and then he said, oh, you're asking that because it's right after wartime. I said, yes. And it's a snake that climbs up a sword. It's a snake that climbs up the sword, and that's all I know about it. And I said, I'm going to let the judges determine how much you know about it. The answer, of course, is it's a symbol of the medical corps. But I bet you there's a lot of doctors that don't know what the caduceus is. And I'm going to take the privilege of being the announcer and turning to the judges and saying, if you don't give this youngster 10, I'm going to count 10 anyhow.
And they gave him 10.
And the judges, of course, gave him 10.
So now this program was on KVOO. It was not on KWGS.
It was broadcast
until
both. So it was simulcast.
It was also on the station in Muskogee, the station in, I've mentioned Claremore all along.
Oh, so this was syndication you were into already.
Oh, we broadcast to a whole host of beginning FM stations, and there were some AM stations that took us, because this program had hometown appeal like you wouldn't believe.
And it wasn't just in Oklahoma, was it? It was in other states.
Joplin, Missouri?
We did four states. We did Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas. That's four. We did good towns. We did Fayetteville, Joplin, Coffeyville, Pittsburgh. You see, we did not do Tulsa, because Tulsa, KVOO was doing a thing with Miss Ronan where Harvey was appearing with Central High School in Tulsa.
In the spring.
So there was no need to do a give KVOO some more money or for winning or anything of the sort. So this was out-of-town listeners, which, of course, is what Tulsa was needing and the UTU was needing in the way of students.
So we have no idea that thousands of students, you planted the seed at the early stages of Tulsa University, bringing, who knows, hundreds and hundreds of students to that school.
I know one that I would never have expected. And I can't tell you his name, I'm sorry, because he introduced himself like so many people do. Oh, Ben, this is a real, how are you? I'm so glad to see you. I was on Going to College way back when, and I won. And as a result, I thought, well, I'll be a radio announcer. There isn't anything to that. He just stands up there and asks questions, and he's friendly. I can be friendly. I can prove to you I was friendly. I'm a member of your board of trustees. And I wish I knew his name. But, yes,
it
reached all kinds of people. And it began to mean that the University of Tulsa was an academic institution you might consider.